أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزل الله من الكتاب ويشترون به ثمنا قليلا أولئك ما يأكلون في بطونهم إلا النار ولا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. In the previous ayat, Allah explained physical things which are haram for us, and which means which are totally harmful for us. In that Allah Ta'ala has explained that Allah has made carrion animals that die on their own, in which case the blood remains in that animal, that is totally haram. And blood is also totally haram. Therefore, when slaughtering the animal, the blood comes out, and all the blood has to go out, and that is only in the proper Islamic system of slaughtering. If the animal is stunned, then most of the blood remains in the body, and that is very, very unhealthy and very, very not tasty at all. And the meat of the swine, the pig, everything of it is totally haram. And the pig, as we had explained, it loves to eat the stool of human being. That is its best and most enjoyable thing. And if a person consumes the pig, any part of it, it is like he's eating his own stool. And today, this where the pig has been camouflaged with e-numbers, etc., and we don't know where and where we get involved. A person should be careful and avoid it totally. So, and the pig is used even in crockery. There are, with the bones of the pig, crockery is made also. With the skin of the pig, lot of shoes are lined also. And lot of other leather work is also from the pig. We should be very careful that we don't use that at all. And also that which has been set free on anyone's name besides Allah Ta'ala, and which has been slaughtered in the name of anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. Those were the physical things which Allah Ta'ala has made haram, some of them which Allah has discussed in this ayat. Yea, in this ayat now, Allah explains those things which Allah Ta'ala has made spiritually haram. And this is even worse than that physical harm. That physical haram and harm is very terrible. And this is even more harmful and more dirty and filthy. And that is that when the truth is concealed, we don't speak of the truth which is called mudahanat. And especially ulama get involved in this. They see what is wrong, but they don't speak about it. They keep quiet about it. And the sad case is today that they themselves are promoting it also. So that is even worse than all this other haram. And the other is to sell the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Sell it for name and fame, for popularity, that we just want to be in the good books of the people. And we say also that I don't want to upset anyone. So I kept quiet, I didn't speak the truth. That is selling the deen. And unfortunately that also has become common. The selling of the deen and concealing the truth. So Allah Ta'ala explains those evils in this ayat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بے شک جو لوگ چھپاتے ہیں جو کچھ نازل کی اللہ نے. Undoubtedly those people who conceal that which Allah Ta'ala has revealed من الكتاب کتاب سے of the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. This particularly directly refers to the ulama of the Jews and the Christians, that they conceal the truth and they made objections that these things, how can they be made haram? How come Islam, Quran has made these things haram? But they are involved in a much more bigger harm, which is haram and harm, which they don't see. And that is concealing the truth which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. They knew exactly that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the true Nabi, but they concealed it. Like that, the ulama of this ummah, if they are also guilty, they know what is the truth, but they don't speak about it. And they keep quiet, and they sell the deen. وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Or لَيْتَ هِ اُسْبَرْ تھوڑا سَمُو. And they take a small price for it. Whatever they get in this dunya, their name, fame, or even money, that people bribe them and then they keep quiet or they keep wrong fatwas and wrong masalas. This is whatever they're gaining in this dunya is so small and so insignificant. What they will get if they could maintain the truth and speak the truth, what they are going to get by Allah Ta'ala cannot be imagined. This what they are getting in this dunya is absolutely nothing. That we want to be popular with the people, we don't want to have to upset the apple cart, we want everyone to be happy, we want unity, even if it is unity on falsehood, but we want unity, etc. We don't want to be called fanatics, and we don't want to be called the people who are backwards, etc. So we sell the deen of Allah and we conceal the truth. For such people, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِلَّا النَّارِ وہ نہیں پھرتے اپنے پیٹ میں مگر آگ وہ نہیں بھرتے ہیں اپنے پیٹ میں مگر آگ. These people are not filling nothing in their stomachs but fire. That little bit which they are earning, that is also no earning. That is actually the fire of Jahannam, which they are putting in their stomach by selling the deen and by making people happy, whether it is even our salary which we are getting, but we are not speaking the truth. In fact, we are promoting the evil and we are promoting the harm. All that, whatever we are earning then, is the fire of Jahannam in the stomach. وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ اور نہ بات کرے گا ان سے اللہ قیامت کے دن. And these are such people that Allah Ta'ala will not even speak to them on the day of Qiyamah. To speak, to see Allah, to speak to Allah will be a great joy and pleasure. Of course, on the day of Qiyamah, it will be just all the official matters. So that great enjoyment will be actually in Jannah. But still, to see Allah, to speak to Allah, will still be a source of great consolence for a person. But these people, and on the day of Qiyamah, Muslims, non-Muslims, sinners and kafirs, all will be there. And Allah will speak to them, though He will be angry with them, and to those who did wrong, He will be angry with them. And that is also an azab of its own. But that these people won't even have that, that they can speak to Allah. Allah won't even show Himself to them. He won't even speak to them. He will order the malaika to act on His behalf. So the sin is so bad, the sin of selling the deen and the sin of concealing the truth and not letting know the people know what the truth is. And so this is very, very great sin. And more worse, that when we are promoting the evil and all the wrong, whether it be photography, whether it be insurance, banks, interest, etc., any of those things, this will be the worst punishment. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَرْنَا بَاقْ كَرِكَ أُنْكُمْ And Allah won't purify them. The sinful believers will be sent to Jahannam to get purified, to make them eligible for Jannat, and then they will enter Jannat. But these people, they won't be even purified. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ اور ان کے لیے ہے عذاب دردناک. And for them is a very painful punishment. So it is a farz that for the ulama, that they speak the truth, that we just keep quiet about it. That is a very big sin. And worse when we sell the deen of Allah. And even worse when we are promoting the wrong and evil, knowingly that it is wrong, sending our girls to university, promoting that, and where they go and get so corrupted in that university environment, and all the closing of the masajid, etc., all these wrong things, there is a very terrible punishment for such people who do these actions. May Allah let us understand the Quran is so clear for us and teaches us so clear our guidance and our path. But unfortunately, we are veiled. Shaitan has put a veil on our eyes that in spite of having the knowledge of the Quran, we are still far from the Quran and we are in fact going in the opposite direction. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us and guide us to righteousness and make it easy for us to practice on deen as deen is to be practiced on. Subhanallah.